7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. We'll be joined by Lisa Lano, our resident psychic, who wants to help you help yourself when your pet passes away. What happens? What happens to you? What happens to them? Can you be in touch with your pets the same as you can be with human beings? Communicating with pets, in other words, when they have passed on, do you think your pet has been reincarnated? I'm sure that Charlotte is the reincarnation of a dog that we all shared. My former wife and the children and I had a dog named Joshua. He was a Portuguese water dog. And when Tony got sick with cancer, Josh got cancer, and we tried all kinds of things. I actually should have been more insistent than I was at the time. Tony thought that the regular means of healing or dealing with it was the way to go, and I didn't want to argue about it, but I think the dog could have been, his fate could have been different. But he was a wonderful, my God, what a great, I still have pictures in my mind when I would go across the street from my house to my father's house on a tractor or something. Joshua would follow me, or he'd be right on the side of the road, because Charlotte is a bulldog. She is too short, but she can't run anywhere. And she can run around the yard, and that's it. But Joshua had those long, medium-long legs. I've seen a Portuguese water dog. They're sort of a small, poodly-looking thing, but they're a little fuller, and their faces are just wonderful. This was a wonderful. I've been very fortunate in my life to have some really great dogs. And I just can't imagine, you know, how you, at each step of the way from when I was a kid and Frisky was my dog to having dogs when I was married. We had a couple of really neat dogs that were Tony's that she brought with her. And then we had one of our own, as I said, after we got divorced. And then they get better all the time. There's nothing, I couldn't imagine anything better than Charlotte. By the way, thank you to lots of people who sent notes, who called, who were concerned about Charlotte, as I was on Monday, but she made it through fine. She was very groggy until we left yesterday, the house in Santa Monica, and as we drove, she got better through the day, and now she's fine. She looks like she's been operated on. You know how they, the little shaving on your arm, and you have to put the thing in the shave
the
hair
off. She didn't have a lampshade on, right?
No, well, she did. But I took it off because it wasn't necessary.
It wasn't
she
her
can't
best
get
look.
To her butt. Well, she can't get to her butt. Yeah, she can't turn around. That's where the stitches are. At any rate, thank you all for your concern. So, anyway, we're going to talk to Lisa about that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, George Clooney is the subject of lots of comments, Jennifer, on his seemingly perpetual bachelor status.
Mm-hmm.
He's been interviewed in W Magazine, and he was asked who is or was the greatest love of his life, to which he responded, "I have not met her yet."
Well, he hasn't met me yet.
There
he only had
know.
A fleeting passing moment at DuPars. He opened the door for me, but he didn't know. We didn't get to chat. So
he went into DuPars to have a sandwich?
He held the door open for me at DuPars.
Really?
Yes, years
I love
ago
DuPars.
When he was on ER.
Oh. All right. He supposed he took
and
over.
I was gaga for him because I used to think he was hot on Facts of Life. And I was with my mom, and she was like, who cares? He's just that guy from ER. Now she cares.
Now she cares.
Oh, now she cares.
Now she cares. Nice. All right, so let's see. Britney Spears appeared on Ellen this week, and she was talking about she and Justin Timberlake. They were close.
Ooh.
Didn't they date? They dated for a while.
They were a couple for a while. Mm-hmm. They were living together, weren't they?
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, no hanky-panky on the set of Mickey Mouse, but for heaven's sakes, how old were they when they were Musketeers? 12, 13 years old. Right. How old are those kids?
When they were
the
on
Musketeers.
The show?
Yeah.
They're probably like 10, 11, 12, 13. They're preteen.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Apparently,
maybe a little older.
Brittany, because didn't she just sign a contract to perform in Las Vegas like 3 or 4 months a year?
Mm-hmm.
Made a lot of money.
Kind of like the Celine Dion deal.
13 minutes. So she's moving to Las Vegas, at least for part of the time anyway. I remember when I first moved in to the house that I had in Ocean Park in Santa Monica, there was a, right down the street, a large, fairly large high-rise, and she had just moved into the penthouse. And the stir in the neighborhood, I at the time didn't even know who she was. So, you fulfilled it. Hell, Britney Spears lives up in the penthouse. Yeah? So what? Who's she? And that's, we all have our, we sort of all have our focus on who we think are celebrities and how to deal with celebrities. Everybody's got a different idea of who a celebrity is. George Clooney, yep. Britney Spears, yep. Julie Andrews. Think of some of the news people. Everybody's got a different idea. And I think some people even think folks on the radio have that kind of status. I'm not certainly including anybody in there.
I love how you choke on that.
11 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Lisa Lana will join us. Uri Geller later in the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't ordered Provia yet, this is the best time of the year. This is the best chance for you to get the Christmas and holiday season sale on Provia. Provia, if you haven't heard me tell the story, is an all-natural, very, very strong and wonderfully proven way to clean up your hair follicles, open up your pores so the hair that's underneath the plugged pores, as you used all those bad creams and lotions and shampoos when you were younger, this will cleanse those holes, get the follicles to grow. Your hair will look stronger, fuller, and more vibrant, better than anything you've ever tried before. If you've been trying to relieve yourself of that bald look, both men and women, by the way, are using Provia with great success. Give yourself the gift of stronger, fuller, more beautiful hair, or give it to somebody else. Get some for yourself, get some for somebody else. Dial 800-525-8319 for Provia. It'll be a very good gift for anybody who's follically challenged this season. 800, that's pretty good, huh? You like that? Follically challenged? 800-525-8319. Order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results. That comes to you free when you mention Doug Steffen, plus free express shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Best deal of the year for your hair is Provia. 800-525-8319. Why would you take action right now while you're thinking about it? Call them. 800-525-8319.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, it's now, where are we? 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, so we can't find Lisa, which is pretty interesting. Although I do want to bring our Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, all of us, all of you have had pets.
Yes.
When the pets pass away, I don't even want to. I've had several people, and it's been bothering me, frankly, in the last few weeks. You know, people that knew that Shaw was going to have an operation, and they were concerned because dogs with short snouts are, they don't have the normal breathing capacity that a dog with a bigger snout has. And so under the circumstances, was Charlotte in jeopardy, or was there a chance that she could have died? Yeah. And that was one of the things that I considered. What was it that made the most sense. She had this growth on her back, on her butt, really, and it was a questionable origin and questionable contents in there. Had it biopsied, and nobody could figure it out, but everybody says you got to get it off. So when I talked to the three or four people that I trust on this, I asked them, you know, basically the point-blank thing that they all bring up anyway. She has a short snout. She's been very healthy all through her life. Her lungs are very strong and her heart's very strong. But there's always this chance when you put a dog like that under a sedative that they, you know, if they have a short nose, and it's a problem. And if you don't bring them out just the right way, curtains. Well, I considered having somebody in Massachusetts do it, but the vet I trust the most is the one that I have in Santa Monica. So I brought her out to get it done, and he said that she never flinched. There was never a problem. But, you know, you think about these things as dogs get older. And I was talking to a fellow yesterday who's a friend and a colleague who's got a bulldog that's 8.5 years old and is about dead. And he said, I don't understand how you got your dog to live to be this old. And I said, well, just taking care of her, genes maybe. I don't know what it is. But sooner or later, the point is that the pet is going to, whatever pet you have, my pet Charlotte, we all go that same road, whether we've got big animals, horses, cows. Remember what I went through last year when Peaches, my favorite cow, died? Those things are traumatic. So Lisa has done a great job. Lisa Marie Lano is here with us, lisalano.com with two N's. She has, in her newsletter this week, discussed how to handle pets when they die. In other words, what kind of communication can you have? I thought this was a brilliant piece, Lisa. That's why I wanted you to spend your time with us today talking about this. It's referred to, I remember when I was talking about my dog Joshua, when he passed, I was the first time I ever had the connection to the concept of the Rainbow Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So you think and instruct people in the newsletter, which you can find at lisalano.com, obviously, that you can communicate with pets the same as you communicate with human beings, right? Is that something that you've been asked to do often?
Actually, yes. It's becoming quite popular. And the benefit of that, well, first of all, pets don't speak, obviously. But when someone,
I don't know. I don't think I agree with that at all. I think pets do speak. It's a different language, but... So then you have
right.
to understand. How do you understand the communication? I guess that's a question that you're begging by saying
right.
what you just did about them not speaking.
Exactly. I mean, they don't speak to us the way you and I are speaking to each other.
Right.
But if you had a family member from China, I would not be able to understand them. If they had passed away, I would say, well, can you convey to me the thoughts and words so that I can understand them or hear them in English? So that I would understand, and that's basically what I do with the pets, is
mm-hmm.
can you talk to me the way, if you could speak words like I would understand, speak to me. And, you know, and that's where I'll pick up, I had lumps, or I had a heart problem, or I had tumors, or, you know, I was rescued, you know, details, obviously, there have to be details. And what usually happens, not always, but many times, is I'll get an extra added bonus of, well, this is the person I see holding your cat. And somebody else say, oh, my gosh, that was my grandfather. I'm glad to know my grandfather has my cat.
Okay.
So there's always a little extra bonus there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So I want to find out, we'll probe how you actually make the contact. Most of you who've had pets that pass, this is very intuitive stuff and good for you. It may even give you some respite if you worry about what happened to the dog or cat or the pet after he or she died. 21 after the hour, Lisa Lano here with us on Good Day.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
After the hour now, our weekly session with psychic, intuitive, spirit medium Lisa Lano. Her web address is lisalano, lanno.com. Lots of information in her newsletter this week devoted to the communication that happens or can happen with the pets that have passed on that you had. So if I said, Lisa, you were talking maybe to Roberta, or maybe me or Jennifer or Kenny, we've all had pets that have gone on. How would you make contact with them? I'm not sure that I understood from what you said a few minutes ago. Maybe it's not important how to understand that you're making contact. It's the fact that you are. Or are people curious?
Right. I can do it many different ways, but I find that the easiest is what I tell people. I've done, shows that are devoted just to pets, and I'll say, send me a photo. Just send me a photo, if this is Spot, my cat. And I'm usually able to look at the picture because there's so many different species and it's a mix of this and that, and it's just so much easier. So just send me a photo. Nothing that would give away the dog had a bandage on its arm or, nothing like that, just a photo. And I don't need it, but I like it. And I'll just look at the pet and say, talk to me. Just talk to me. And I might pick up, all kinds of interesting things. Like I said, it was rescued, or it had cancer, and says, thank you, Mom, thank you, Dad, you did the right thing. Things like that. It's fascinating. It makes me feel so good, too.
Well, but it sounds like it connects with people, other people that have gone before.
It does.
And that's how you make the connection. I'm very interested to understand how pets, maybe if they do reincarnate, you believe, well, I think all of us here, though. Kenny, I've never done this around the room. Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, do you all believe in reincarnation?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. So we then, with that, moving forward to dogs, I specifically said a few minutes ago that I felt Joshua was reincarnated with Charlotte. I definitely think that because I believe that we choose our parents, we choose the lessons that we have to learn, we choose the people that we're going to meet in our life, I think we choose our pets, and I think they choose us. Do you agree with that?
Well, they choose us, definitely. Oh, yeah. I've been chosen by several pets.
I think there's some. I absolutely believe. I mean, Charlotte first came into our family through Brendan. Brendan found Charlotte at this house in Burbank, and this was after. Brendan said he wanted to get a bulldog. I said, ugh, what are you going to get a bulldog? They're fat, they're stupid, they drool everywhere. What do you want a bulldog? You realize what a lesson in life Charlotte has taught me?
when it came to that. This just, I fell in love with her, and she with me, and so we shared the time, Brendan and I, with Charlotte. I wasn't around her at all when she was a puppy. I wasn't really around her until she was almost two, a little bit here and there, but she started coming back and forth to the farm with me when Brendan would come. He'd come get her, bring her back, and it wasn't until she was three, almost four, that she came to live with me. And it was one of the great sacrifices, one of the greatest things my son has ever, when I think about it, ever done for me. But that dog wanted to be with me. And it was clear to everybody whenever she was around, whether it was the farm or when I was with friends. And so I think she chose me to teach me about love. Do you think that's possible?
That's what, that happened to me with my Rottweiler. I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing. He was supposed to be my son's.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the point here is not to worry. I think that's where people that have their pets pass on, they worry about what may happen to them. And I think what you've done in your newsletter and what can be done in a conversation would be to give peace to folks. Even if a dog died violently by, let's say, getting run over or something like that, you need to know that the dog's at peace, and this is a good way to do it. So if you know somebody, maybe you ought to, this would be a great present. I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that if you want something that really would be helpful to a partner, someone that you know who's worried about a pet, call Lisa or send her an email at lisalano.com, L-A-N-N-O, and ask for a conversation, a great Christmas present, I think, to give to somebody, put them at peace about the passing of a dog. Lisa Lano, lisamlano.com. Lisa, thanks. Always good to have you here. 28 after, this is Good Day. All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
With him that we started with Lisa Lano about pets, and he has very strong feelings about the reincarnation of his dogs, and so I think it's a good thing for us to pursue that a little bit more. Meanwhile, however, the Good Day program continuing on with various issues. I think most of you will remember the story a week or so ago where a waitress posted a receipt online claiming a couple gave her no tip because she was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Waitress suspended after the couple came forward with their copy of the receipt and their credit card statement showing that they did tip her and they didn't write the note that she claimed. This is a waitress from New Jersey. Her name is Dana Morales. She's at the Gallup Asian Bistro in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Said this couple who ate there paid their bill but didn't tip her. She said, quote, that they said, "I'm sorry, but I can't tip you because I don't agree with your lifestyle." Now, how the heck would they know that this woman, Ms. Morales, was gay? I mean, I suppose with some it's obvious and
maybe
some it's not.
Maybe she had a T-shirt on.
Really? You must be a high-class restaurant if you wear a T-shirt that says, "I am gay." Anyway, so the couple came forward, provided their copy of the receipt, the counter charges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so the restaurant has now posted this on their Facebook site, quote, "Ms. Morales is currently not on our employee schedule and we're still working to complete our investigation." That's on their Facebook page. Both the husband and wife who ate the meal strongly protested the allegation that they left an anti-gay tip, with the wife noting that she is left-handed, does not write like the receipt indicates. Husband said he did not vote for Governor Christie because of his opposition to gay marriage. That's gone away, hasn't it? Didn't Christie sign on to the gay marriage thing?
He did.
Yeah, sooner or later. Well, so it's not, well, anyway, that's not the issue. But I just find it interesting that people are, I do find some folks who are members of minority groups sometimes have chips on their shoulder. They do. We're all guilty of it, I guess, from time to time. But don't you find, Kenny and Jennifer, that sometimes there are people who have sort of, I guess we'd call them special needs, that sort of carry that as a banner. It's their cause célèbre.
I think sometimes it overpowers people and they become unreasonable. Some people who have, there's a certain, I think, import to helping people who can't help themselves. But I also think there are a lot of people who are just members of diverse groups that think they need special help. I don't agree with that. I don't think anybody who is able-bodied ought to have special help from anybody doing anything. It doesn't make any difference what your skin color is. You don't deserve it. If you are able-bodied and you can take care of yourself, then do it. But if you can't, then it's our obligation as Americans to take care of you.
If you're legitimately in need, yes.
Right, exactly. All right. So that's item number one. Item number two, before we get to Uri, a lot of Americans have stated in a new poll that they think it's time that we started drug testing members of Congress. Matter of fact,
hey, we might as well. Look at how many people have been
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people love the idea, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new Huffington Post poll. 64% of Americans favor requiring welfare recipients to submit to random drug testing. This is something that's been pushed by certain Republicans. 18% oppose it. An even stronger majority say they believe in random drug testing for members of Congress. 78% of Americans polled. 78% say that they strongly favor drug tests for congressional lawmakers. 52%, somewhere like that, said they felt that welfare recipients are here. So more people think that more than members of Congress ought to have drug testing than those who are getting certain benefits, shall we say. The House has passed legislation that would allow states to require food stamp recipients to pee in cups to prove they're not on drugs. Last year, Republicans pushed for drug testing of people seeking unemployment insurance benefits when they lose their jobs. And at the state level, a lot of Republican lawmakers have sought drug testing for an array of those programs, temporary assistance for needy families, welfare recipients, generally speaking. Democrats have frequently suggested that drug tests are good for people getting handouts from the government. They're good for people running the government as well. That is, people who are members of the various governmental unions. We have like 4 million people in our country that work for the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, are they tested? There's no program to test them.
I think
is there?
It's a great idea. I think it is a great idea. I'm 100% behind it.
Yeah. Kenny, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so sick of seeing this senator or this congressperson being caught with various drugs and everything.
Well, look, and if you're our
it's
employee...
good enough for everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're our employee,
they're
come
working
on.
For us.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Makes good sense. All right, so that's that. Uri Geller in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not ordered Heart Factors Plus yet, this is your chance. Again, at the end of the year, holiday season, the folks at Chamonix have put a lot of their products on sale special just for you. Heart Factors Plus for men and women. Heart Factors Plus is the all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels in your body, widens the arteries, improves their elasticity. Maintaining healthy blood pressure is the bottom line here, and it's done safely and naturally, getting blood to all areas of your body that need it. Makes things grow, makes things function better. Your head, your brain's going to function much better when you take your daily quotient of Heart Factors Plus. It'll work for you, or the company guarantees they'll give you your money back. Give yourself the gift of healthier blood pressure this Christmas. Give it to all your friends. You don't have to have a problem. This keeps you from having a problem. That's why it's so masterful. Best gift you could give this holiday season. Great stocking stuffer. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus today. Get the brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula that they have been developing at Chamonix as well. Try Heart Factors Plus. Get the CoQ10 fish. Say it again, though. CoQ10 fish oil formula along with it. Mention Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping as well. 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. The name pretty much says it all. 800-577-8560.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Much of the current immigration debate is about how to handle people who are already in the U.S. illegally. The momentum seems to be in a plan that offers these people only one choice, citizenship. However, many of these workers don't want citizenship, they just want to work. When Congress offered amnesty in 1986, almost 60% of the eligible immigrants never even applied for citizenship. When we look through the lens of liberty, we recognize that people who want to be American citizens must understand exactly what that means. It should be a life-changing choice for everyone, starting equally at the end of the line. For people in the U.S. illegally, simple work permits could be much faster and more efficient. Citizenship should be hard, but work should be easy.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Stetson! This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through Blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
Sixteen and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have Uri Geller. I basically let, for those of you who just joined us, Lisa Lano, who's our resident psychic. Uri is more deeply involved in things, the mystical things that we don't understand, so I'll take a different approach with him. But I guess as we have become, you guys have been exposed to me and my thinking, and you understand what my philosophy of life is. Has yours changed any, either Kenny or Jennifer, as a result of some of these conversations that we have out of sometimes thin air? We come up with these ideas that then seem to have merit. When you think about these things, have your ideas changed, not necessarily because you're associated with me in the program, but in general over the years, Kenny, about these issues?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For a lot of reasons, in part because of some problems that I had with organized religion, mm-hmm. Similar to things that you have said, but not because of things that you have said.
Right.
And just a lot of soul searching that I've done.
Mm-hmm. Jen?
A lot of changes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think if anything, we can always laugh and go, wow, that idea sounds way out there. But you know what? It makes you think. And maybe your idea, maybe where you fall is kind of in between way out there and where you might have started.
Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER, where you can find all kinds of things that relate to these discussions. Uri, you're joining us as we have a conversation about pets reincarnating. I was remembering some of the dogs over the years that you've had. I remember, I think there were three dogs that have all passed that you had that whenever I'd come into the house, I mean, there was a blind dog, that little, was a little terrier, wasn't it? That was a character.
Yeah, I had dogs all my life, Doug. And since I was, 1 year old, I remember my father coming home after midnight, and he held in his hand the shoebox in which there was a puppy. And that was the beginning of my romance with dogs for the rest of the next 65 years. And the dogs that passed away, we had from Fox Terriers, Chihuahuas, Dobermans, Greyhounds, and most of our dogs are buried under our willow tree because it gives us a feeling that they're near us. Yeah. But I do believe that animals can reincarnate, and I have seen with my own very eyes a ghost, a dog, a ghost of a dog. Unbelievable. This was when my mother died, the tombstone maker came over to our house for me to choose a granite for my mother's tombstone. And while I was walking up towards the gate to let him in, I saw him sitting in a little car, and next to him was a dog. And I opened the gate, and I thought, wow, this is a good guy. You know, he drives the dog around with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I came to the side of the passenger to pat the dog. And I opened the door, and lo and behold, there was no dog there. And I've seen a dog sitting next to him. And I looked in, and I said, where is the dog? And his face ashened, and he said, Mr. Geller, what do you mean? My dog died 6 months ago, and I carried him with me everywhere I drove. Wow. I just had goosebumps, and I ran back home to tell Hannah what I have just witnessed.
You have a great sensitivity to that sort of thing, and that was sort of, I think more sensitive people are liable to attract more sensitive events like that. Don't you think that's the case? I mean, really, if you believe in it, then it's there. Well, one wonders what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Do you believe in it, and then the things come to you, or do they come to you, and then you start to believe it?
Well, I think that you have to be open-minded that the other dimension, the afterlife, does exist. And if you are a believer, which most of us are, did you realize, Doug, I'm talking about 7.5 billion people around the world believe in the Creator, believe in God. Therefore, that opens the gate to the life after death, heaven, paradise, and so on. The people who don't believe are a tiny, tiny, tiny minority. And I bet with you that if you make a poll on your radio show right now, if you ask all your listeners who are tuned in to this show, how many of you people out there have seen something strange, something unusual, something mystical that you immediately translated to, wow, something, it must be supernatural, it must be a ghost? You will be amazed how many emails you will get from your listeners who will claim that they have seen something that they believe that is a supernatural phenomenon.
It is amazing how insecure some people are. They don't want to admit to it because they don't want to be mocked, or they don't want to be made fun of. Well, that's not what everybody else believes, so I'm not going to jump in or climb. I've always been somebody who was not necessarily in the mainstream. I think that's what attracted you and me, because we both come from that same sort of place and it can understand and be open to different ideas. And I think that's really kind of what you stand for in the main. That's why you have had as much success as you had talking about these things that don't seem to be quote-unquote normal. Uri Geller, again, his website, URIGELLERE, always makes us think. And for that, among many other reasons, I'm thankful that he is with us here on Good Day. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Question about getting pets for Christmas has come up again. So we have Warren Eckstein, who's normally here in his spot to create the answer, which any of you have any common sense would have come up with by now. But if you don't have any common sense, this is the place for you. We specialize in people and stories that have no common sense attached to them. So stick around for that. And Warren's expertise in anything that has to do with your caring and loving of your pet. I'll tell you a story about Charlotte in just a moment as well. So Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here, and he's up next on Good Day.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See for yourself this weekend during our holiday open house. Save on great gifts like stunning jewelry, apparel, and the hottest electronics. Plus, sample foods that will make your holiday party special. Everyone's invited to shop the Sam's Club holiday open house with no membership required, December 6th through 8th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hi. So, first question I have for you comes from a listener, actually, who asked about creating a living trust for his pet, wondering about funding care. A lot of people are doing this now. So when you're gone, there is a pet trust. But a lot of states, I understand, Warren, don't enforce pet trust. So if you leave a bunch of money to your pet and the other heirs' children, presumably, don't like it, and you're in the right state, you can challenge it, and usually the pet loses. There's a way of doing it reasonably so it can't be challenged by relatives. On average, dog care costs about $1,500 a year, cat care $600 and some odd, $700 a year. You can arrange yearly payments to your pet's guardian for the remainder of the pet's life. If you go to the Humane Society of the United States website, I think it's hsus.org, there are some guidelines. What do you know about this? You must get a lot of questions on your weekend show, the pet show, about this sort of thing.
Absolutely. I have a pet trust for my dogs. I always did, always will. The bottom line is, let me give you an example. Not too long ago, I was doing a remote broadcast from a shelter in Camarillo, California. As I was sitting there doing the radio show, these people walked by me with a basset hound that looked like it was around 11, 12, 13 years old, but not in great shape.
Right.
Their parents had just passed away. They were bringing the dog to the shelter to have the dog put to sleep. Mm. I took the dog and we found a home for it. Good story ending there. But the bottom line is this. It happens all the time. What you need to do is find an attorney. There are now attorneys that specialize in animal law. I just recently did a show with one. Set up a living trust. If you set it up properly, no one can break it down. For example, in my trust, my dogs will be taken care of in perpetuity for the rest of their lives, and when they move on, then the caretaker I've assigned, then she will get whatever is remaining. But it's really important that you have that in writing. Don't just assume that the family is going to love you the way they do when you're gone, and they're going to take your dog, and they're going to take your cat. It's up to you to have that trust set up.
Yeah. There are a lot of important things that happen when you go over the rainbow bridge before they go over the rainbow bridge.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. All right. So getting pets at this time of year, how do we need to quickly nip this in the bud, because some people just have no common sense. This is the worst time. A lot of parents say, oh, let's get a puppy for our little son, Freddie. It'll be great. No, it won't be great at all, right?
Here's the neurosis of the situation. getting a pet for someone over the holidays is crazy. What I do, if someone I know wants a pet for the holidays, I'll have a book put under the tree about a dog or a cat or a bird or a goat, whatever, or I'll have a collar and leash or a litter box, usually a clean one, depending on the person. But the bottom line is I will put that under the tree because you're right, it's a crazy time of year. Now, that being said, there are so many dogs on that fringe of being killed tomorrow or the next day. If you are saving a dog's life and adopting a dog, that is a different ballgame. But to go out and purchase a dog at this time of year or any type of pet is really the wrong thing to do. Too many things going on in the house. The tree's up, the menorah's around, there's candles burning. But if it's going to save a dog's life, this is where I'm hypocritical. Go out and do it. I don't care if it's New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, or Christmas Day.
I was visiting somebody, and I'm trying to remember who it was last year. And, you know, Charlotte comes with me everywhere. And she went into the house and peed on the tree. She never pees inside.
Yeah, but the tree in the house. Come on, what is she? Yeah, who put the tree in the house? There you go.
The tree in the house.
Hey, listen, what would happen if you put a toilet out in the backyard?
Hopefully, we'd all be using it. It would be great. Exhibitionism. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.